Since the beginning of this week, the defense forces of Ukraine have liberated more than 20 populated localities in Kharkiv region that were temporarily occupied by the Russians. As of now, the military units penetrated the enemy's defense up to 50 kilometers deep. Filtration operations are ongoing in a number of localities. More than 20 localities have been liberated in the course of active actions in Kharkiv direction. Alexei Hromov, the deputy chief of the main operational department of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, said at a briefing. According to him, the counteroffensive is ongoing, and the armed forces of Ukraine, in cooperation with the units of the National Guard and other security forces, carry out the intensive activity in designated directions. Meanwhile, the General Staff reported in its morning daily report on the record high enemy losses in manpower and equipment over the past day. In particular, about 640 invaders were eliminated, as well as 15 tanks, 37 armored personnel vehicles, 32 artillery systems, 2 aircraft, 2 helicopters, 24 vehicles, etc. were destroyed. Videos of captured Russian invaders and men forcibly mobilized in the occupied Donbass continue to appear on social media sites. Experts also talk about the large number of trophies got by the armed forces of Ukraine during the rapid counteroffensive in Kharkiv region. At the same time, it is emphasized that the counteroffensive is also underway in Kherson region, and the armed forces of Ukraine have cut off an enemy group numbering about 20,000 people from the supply on the right bank of the Dnipro River. Bohdan Marushiak,